It is a 8:15, 15 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. It is another beautiful Monday night here in Dominica. Wherever you are, in whatever part of the world you are tonight, it is a pleasure to be here to bring you another In the Spotlight program. We do it for you every Monday night right here on Q95 FM Radio. Tonight's program, we say thank you to First Domestic Insurance and to the Glam Cosmetics. I also want to say a special good night and thank you to the folks at Old Stone Grill and Bar. Also to Dominica News Online. And to the kind folks who've committed to assist us tonight in getting Drinon and Christabella home safely. We would still welcome your contributions. We need just about $170 to get them back home safely via taxi tonight. So you know what to do. Just link me up if you are able to assist tonight. Thank you to one or two folks who've already committed to assist. And I have said to Christabella, whatever extras I get, if I get more than the $170, I'm going to just pass it on to her. Okay? So feel free and message me or call me after the show, whatever you want to do. It is a beautiful night, and a night that I am very, very happy to be here to do another one of these shows. One afternoon, I think sometime last week, you know, I had just come from lunch and, you know, just sitting in my office and getting ready to continue with my afternoon duties on the job. And, you know, throughout the day, I always log on to DNO, DA Vibes and all the rest, you know, to just check out what's happening with the news, especially if I miss the lunchtime news or any of the other newscasts. And that afternoon, I remember going on to Dominica News Online, one of the sponsors of this show, actually. And when I went on, I saw this story headlined, "The Story of a Recovering Drug Addict." And it immediately caught my attention. So obviously, being as inquisitive as I can be, where, you know, news and human interest stories are concerned, immediately I read the story and then I logged onto the video. And I sat and I looked at the entire 27 and a few seconds of the video. And I was captivated from the beginning to the end. I could not stop. I could not, be interrupted. I just wanted to watch the rest of the story unfold. And, you know, later on that day, I remember making a call to Roy at Dominica News Online. And I said to Roy, "Roy, this is quite a story that you have there on DNO. And I would love to have this lady on my In the Spotlight radio show." And then he says to me, "Well, I do not have a contact for her, but I have a contact for the gentleman who produced the video." I said, "Well, I'll have that. Thank you." He said, "I'll call you back in a while and I'll give it to you." And the rest is history. I contacted Mr. Drinon here. I will not attempt to pronounce his last name. I'll allow him to do that. And, you know, from there, we made contact. And here we are tonight on In the Spotlight with the story of Christabella George. And I promise you tonight that you will not regret making your kids listen, your children. You will not regret listening yourself. You will not regret calling a friend and saying to them, you know, this program is on the radio. You need to listen. Christabella has promised that she's going to be open and frank and honest with us tonight, and we're going to have a conversation. You know, I told her, don't be nervous, don't be shy. We're just going to have a conversation tonight. And I should tell you, she looks beautiful. I if you go on my Facebook page, there's a picture of her there, if you didn't get to see it on Dominica News Online. And I really want to give some credit to Dominica News Online. I want to give some credit to Drinon, because Drinon is the one who actually brought the story to the fore. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will begin our conversation tonight. As I said, a program that you certainly do not want to miss. A pleasant good night once again to everyone. Thank you for choosing us as your programming of choice tonight. The program brought to you with the kind compliments of the Glam Cosmetics, First Domestic Insurance, our thanks to Dominica News Online, and also to Old Stone Grill and Bar. We will be back after this.
I had this experience. My soft hands and feet touch the sheets. My body left the bed. Elevated, I was floating mid-air. All my tensions went away. My muscles relaxed to take it in. Rejuvenated, my face glowed. I raised my brows and smiled. It was my special day. I looked beautiful. I had an experience. The Glam Experience. The Glam offers manicures and pedicures, full body waxing, facials, body massages, including deep tissue and hot stone, creating a feeling of well-being, balance, and a sense of wholeness. We also offer makeup artistry and threading, and feature cosmetic lines including L'Oreal, Revlon, and Sasha. Visit The Glam, located on Independence Street, Spiper Step, or call us at 448-4099 and receive the ultimate experience, The Glam.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive Pay As You Go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage, because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now, keep going.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated, cast down but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me.
Quite an appropriate way to start off the show tonight.
Around for me.
It is the story of Christabella George.
Around for
and Christabella is in studios, and she's giving me a nice smile, and that smile is saying, okay, for Dines, I'm ready to go. Drinon, before I go across to Christabella, I want to just start with you a bit. Drinon, good night to you.
Good night to you, friends.
How are you?
You tell me. I can call you
That's
friends,
quite so fine.
Call, I call you friends on
Yes,
show.
No problem. And if you give me your nickname, I'll call you that too.
You don't know.
I want to understand, first and foremost, what led you to Christabella and this story. By the way, tell us, first of all, who you are.
Well, my name is Drinon Nyerere.
From you Portsmouth. See why I don't want to attempt to pronounce
that's
it?
That's right. Born and raised Portsmouth. A happily married man with a phenomenal wife that takes exceptional good care of me. And I'm a philanthropist to the core of everything that I do. So that is bottom line, what I can say about myself.
I the show tonight is about Christabella Drinon, but I could not help, and I suspect I have to give you your own show at some point in time. But even before, on my way here, someone sent me a very long message, and I wondered, you know, who takes all that time to write a message? And, you know, somebody says, I'm very happy that Drinon is part of your guest this evening. He gives his heart and soul to the needy. I had the pleasure of photographing his wedding last year. He and his bride was in Wop Duets. They made photos of the day on DNO. 85% of his guests was the less fortunate. I watched as he got dressed and then wheeled Satrak and sister both on a wheelchair to his wedding, one after the other, blocks from the church, just to make sure that they were part of his special day. Yeah. They had never been invited to a wedding. I watched as he wiped his sweat, made sure they were comfortable, and then he danced his way down to the aisle to marry the love of his life. So thanks for inviting him. I love him to pieces.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, Kendra.
You know who it is.
Oh, yes, that's my girl right there. Right?
So it seems that you are the type of person who almost seeks out the people who need help, who are in need, to assist them in whatever way that you can. Why?
It really started from childhood, because, you know, I was somebody that I really, really wasn't too fancy of people that had it made already. I just thought that seeing people neglected used to bother me. I mean, you go to different, even children parties, and you see all the children that so-called bourgeois can ride in the bouncy castle, they can buy this, they can buy that. And, you know, you see all the children that are less fortunate just around, just watching so-called bourgeois children, you know, enjoying themselves. And I always wanted that, for me to do something about it, you know, so that with everything that I did, I always made sure that I was giving everybody the equal right to enjoy the things that everybody should be enjoying at that time in their life. And I just fight for it. With everything that I do, I fight for it.
Tell me what led you to Christabella and her story.
All right. Christabella's daughter, Trisha Anthony, very dear friend of mine for more than, let's say, 13 years, you know. When Christabella was out of state, she would be telling me about her mother. Her mother this, her mother that. Well, my mother is on drugs, my mother is on rehab now. So I always knew about Christabella's story from her daughter. And then she came back to Dominica a few years after that. And then every time she would meet me, she always tell me that, hey, we need to talk, we need to talk. Up till now, she never told me what it is that we have to talk about, but she always consistently tell me that we need to talk.
And that's Christabella?
Yes.
Saying that to you.
Saying that to me. Mm-hmm. And then one time, the house that was broken down in the documentary, I met her there one time. And, you know, she was telling me, you know, little ideas that she had of fixing up the place and putting a curtain there and so on. And, you know, I kind of get a little closer to her and so on. And then I came out on a video recording project and photography project with my wife, and she met me on the streets with all my gears, and then she just told me, I need you to videotape me. So I was like, okay, well, all right, let's work something out. And then we met for a prep, and then that's how things just jumped off, you know. So that's how it all started. She started telling me a little bit more of her story, and then we pick a date to do the documentary. I explained to her my style, and then she loved it. The following day after the recording, as a matter of fact, I went on the streets with her again just to tell her, you know what, we get some good content, we're going to change lives, we're going to do something that is great. Don't worry yourself, I'm going to make it look good, you're going to look good. And then she put that trust in me, and she really believed in who I am and what I do, because she sensed that in me. And then we just merged, and then we did what we did, and then it ended up being even bigger than we ever expected it to be.
And here we are today.
Yeah.
In the spotlight.
On cue.
Yes. She has quite a unique laugh.
I think nobody can imitate that laugh.
No, I don't think so. Christabella.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night to you, my dear.
Good night.
It is my absolute pleasure to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
In between.
In between. So, in between, in what sense?
A little shaky and still thinking of the people I don't want to hurt. I still thinking
You're thinking of, so as we hear and we're getting ready for the interview and we're getting ready to talk, you're sitting here and you're still thinking of people you do not want to hurt. I mean, that in itself is quite touching, because people hurt you.
A lot.
All your life.
All my life.
And you're thinking of not hurting the very same people who hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Because I have the love for them that I always have since I was a child.
That says a lot about your character, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It says a lot about your character. But at the end of the day, we're going to have a conversation, mm-hmm. as I told you. And, you know, we had our discussion before. We agreed on just one area that you said you'd probably prefer to stay away from, because you do not want to hurt a particular person in your life. But other than that, you said we are open.
Yes.
And we are going to talk. So, Christabella, I'm going to give you the opportunity to say goodnight to everybody, especially the nice smelling ladies on the road. I couldn't help. I said to Christabella when I was coming tonight, I made sure that I put on a special perfume, and when I came, I went close to her so she could take the scent of my perfume. And as I walked up the step, what did you say, Christabella?
Not a nice pretty lady coming.
She made me smile and she made me feel really good. And to have the ability to do that, because as I walked up the steps, you were here already and you made that comment. And if for whatever reason I may not have been feeling good coming up there, you just put a smile on my face, because immediately I started to smile. I came over to you and I told you I put on a special perfume for you tonight. And I gave her a hug because she said in the documentary that she loves when the lovely ladies pass with their nice smelling perfume. Christabella, tell us about you. Tell us where you're from, who you are.
Hello, good evening everyone. I'm Christabella George. I'm from Portsmouth.
Go on.
I'm from Portsmouth. I got 5 kids: Gina, Sheena, Trisha, Brittany, and Tandika. I have 8 family. My mother have 8 of us in family, 2 girls and 6 boys. Mm-hmm. But as far as I can see, I was the black sheep.
You are saying that you were the black sheep of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to talk about you being the black sheep of the family, tell me about your 5 children.
Well, my 5 children, no. I was forced to leave my children small and go, because the only word I could hear is leave them for their father. Give them to their father. So I forced to leave them and go anyway. I sent for them. But me and him have got no relationship, like more than daughters, because of certain things that I go through while I was in St. Thomas with them.
Hmm. Where are they?
They are in St. Thomas and one in Dominica.
4 of your children are in St. Thomas?
Yes. And 3 St. Thomas, 1 in the States, 1 in Dominica.
And you're saying you do not have a relationship with them?
No, only the last little one. She's 12, 13 years old.
Is she the one who is in Dominica?
No, she's St. Thomas.
She's in St. Thomas. So do you call her? Do you get to talk to her?
Every day.
You talk to her every day?
Daily basic. I keep in touch with her. Ever since I come here, on my drugs, I let her down as a child, leaving her with the father and go on drugs. So, how much days before I come back home? Yeah.
What do you say to her when you talk to her?
Sometimes she asks me, "Mommy, why you go and leave me?" So I tell her, I didn't go to leave you because I don't love you. I left because I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't stay because I had to go back home to heal myself. She don't 100% understand, but I know one of these days she will understand.
She's still young. She's still young. She's still a child. At some point, she will come to terms with understanding what you went through, and you know, what your experience was. The older kids,
I don't hear anything from them for how much years?
For how many years?
A lot of years.
Would you like to be able to talk to your children?
I would like to get in touch with my children, because I have a lot of love for my children. That's why I take out my children in Dominica. I send for them to be in St. Thomas with me to better themselves, to be better than me.
Mm-hmm. One day, I'm sure that you will get to reconnect with your children, because there's nothing like a mother's love and the love of a child. And no matter what you went through in life, they are your children. And I think at some point, especially now, seeing that you're trying to make a major turnaround in your life, because you've done a 360, and if your children can see what you're doing, I think at some point they are going to embrace you and welcome you back as their mother. You mentioned earlier Christabel, and I kept calling you Christabella, and you never corrected me. Why not?
Because people call me all different names. Christabella, Christabel, Vida Bell, Sister Bell, Scatter Short, Ayo. It's all that is my name.
Okay.
Aboom. All that is my name.
Aboom.
Yeah.
That one you all spoke about quite a bit earlier on. And all of those are your nicknames.
Yeah.
Okay, but your real name is Christabel.
Yes. Christabel.
Okay. So we shall call you. Do people call you Bella too?
Yes.
Okay. So Bella. Can I call you Bella?
No problem.
No problem. You said earlier on that you were the black sheep of your family. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, the reason why I said that I was the black sheep is because of the things that I go through at an early age. And I was the only one in the family that was going through that.
Yes, go ahead.
I was the only one in the family that was going through that on a daily basis. Every day, I used to abuse, if it's not by licks, it's been sexually abused by my stepfather. At that time, it was my stepfather.
What age were you, Christabel, when all of this started?
I little, little child. From since I knew myself as a little child, lying down, we didn't know bed yet. We were sleeping on bedding. And it's one little bedroom or a lamp, kerosene lamp. So I was very little child.
5 years,
all
6 years?
All them age, yeah. Yes. Because all them age, yeah, my stepfather would get up from bed while my mother asleep. And come and touching me up in my bed, and I would brush him. I never know how to say it. I never know how to say it.
Did you ever talk to anybody about what was happening?
No,
to you?
I never used to tell anybody. I used to go to the priest. I used to go to Father Chauve and Father Papajou, and I used to talk to them and tell them what I'm going through in certain areas, not everything. And they would pray for me, let me go home and sin no more, and stuff like that.
So as a child, Christabella was physically abused, beaten.
Beaten
for what reasons, Christabella?
Any little thing. Things like you steal a 5 cents, things like you come home, maybe they say 5 o'clock, you reach home 6. People used to say things on me to my parents that wasn't true. All that's part of it, and I used to get licked without they ask me questions, where we'd go and that and go. I always was at fault. So I always used to get licks for that. All the time.
On a daily basis?
Yes. And when I get licks, I do get licks like ordinary children. I get licks like blood flowing all in my face, in my head, and burst up.
You told me you have quite a few.
Burst in my head, which I could show anybody as the evidence, which I'm not lying. Yes. My child.
20-something?
Yes, a lot of bursts all in my head. I never get to learn at school because of all that. I never get to get sleep like ordinary children. I used to sleep on the house for a long time.
Take us back to the times when you were sexually abused as a child.
Well, when I really feel the sexually abused pain itself, it was like my stepfather was our father and our mother at the same time. It's like, you have to come out in the house unless you don't do it. I can give you a night's sleep, but you have to do it. And every time you get a night's sleep, you have to do it.
Meaning you had to...
He had to sexually abuse me. Some kind of home.
Just for you to sleep inside.
Just something to get a sleep in the house. Because they never really want me in the house from... They never really want me there. Mm-hmm. So from that I leave and I go and find help outside, like help. I sleep by certain neighbors. I sleep by friends. I look after people's children in the night. They leave me there. The children not sleeping. They go dance. So my life was like living there and there and there.
So you were trying to find an escape from the sexual abuse and the physical abuse.
Yes, everything in one. So when I see I get in the abuse in that area, sleeping by that lady or looking after that lady child and going through that sexual, that abuse part, I look for help family-wise, father-wise. So I start to travel where my father lives, my family, my grandparents. So every time I go to see my father sexually abused me and telling me that he's not my, I am not his child.
Wait. So, Christabel, you were sexually abused by your stepfather.
And my father.
And your father.
Yes. No lie about it. Nothing but the truth. My father sexually abused me for a long time. When I need help the most. When I need help, place to stay. Food to eat. I'm hungry. I have no shoes. I don't have nothing. People watching me like I'm crazy. People used to make mock out of me. They used to laugh at me. Certain parents didn't want me at their home when their children tried to give me a little sleep. They would say, what you doing with Christabel in my house? Yeah, I want you, don't make Christabel come and sleep in my house. I want to say, days without my head to come. I still have to beg people to comb my hair, so to my go school in my head to come. I never had bras like ordinary children. I never had shoes like ordinary children to go to school. Mm-hmm. I never learned to read a book. The only thing I could read, I could write at that time was, come to me, my little ones, and I will give you rest. Come to me, my little ones, and I will give you rest. My mother and my father, my sister and my brother, come to me, my little ones, and I will give you rest.
Where did you learn that?
That was the only thing I learned in school as a little child coming by. I never know nothing else beside that than spelling my name and my surname.
It's interesting that that is the only thing that, you learned.
The only thing I learned. And I do not know why is that the only thing that I learned.
There is a reason why that was the only thing you learned.
But God knows the only thing I learned was that. And anytime I make people think I have a pen in my hand, I make people think I can read and write good, is that I write in. Come to me, my little ones, and I will give you rest. All over my book was that alone. Anytime I get a correct in school, I copy.
You used to copy in school?
Yes.
And you're not ashamed to say that?
No. Anytime I get a correct in school, I copy. The only thing I could get a correct is, come to your medical ones and I will give you rest. That's the only thing I know. I had to get a copy in school for is that.
You clearly had a very painful childhood, mm-hmm. Christabel. How long did the abuse last?
A long time. It lasts long. I would even say abuse while on my way waking children, because my children father used to use things that to make him stay long on me. And then it will have a problem affecting me after. So I would say I abuse all the way.
All your life?
Yes.
So that's all you've known, Christabel?
Mm-hmm. I never know even how to make my first child. I make my first child at 19. I didn't know how to make, and I didn't know how she coming out. I never get nobody to see and tell me about life. I had to learn life on the road. On the road, I learned everything in life. That's a little girl coming up. On the road, I learned everything. The good and the bad and the ugly. On the road.
But not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggle and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me.
It is already 17 minutes moving up to the 9 o'clock hour. The story of Christabel George on tonight's In the Spotlight.
Around for me.
And I'm trying my best to remain composed as the person conducting the interview, but it's already becoming a bit difficult. But I promise you, it's all going to be okay as we go along. Christabel, at what point in your life did you realize what was happening to you as a young lady?
Well, when I left Dominica and I went to St. Thomas, that's the time I realized how I had itself is like everything they tell me when I was smaller is that for true. I say finishing. I should tell myself all what they tell me. In my eyes to say that is that I am. I don't have no shame. People doing me things. So I keep that in my head and I keep talking to myself for the longest while. Just like how I'm talking to you, I keep talking to myself for years before I ever talk to anybody. And the part now I have to tell you is about now. Food-wise was a problem for me in my long days too. Food-wise. I had to carry a chip of stone from to get a plate of food.
What?
I swear to God, you're in here tonight. Nothing else the truth, nothing but the truth, so help my God. I have to carry a chip of stone for me to get a plate of food. If I don't go garden for one Saturday, I don't get in food for the whole week. So I used to go by the priest and I used to go in the church and I used to take the communion and eat it when I'm hungry.
Oh my.
Yes, I used to do all that.
Mm. Who did you have to talk to turn to say, this is what is happening to me? As a young woman, as a young lady, this is what this person is doing to me. This is what that person is doing to me. Who would you turn to for a plate of food? Who could you turn to, Christabel?
I didn't used to turn to nobody for a plate of food. Sometimes I used to go and wash for armor. Then the machine was liquor. I used to wash clothes for him to make it $20. Then I finished, and I used to work when Capit factory opened. I work in Capit factory as a liquor girl, and I used to get $7, but I didn't stay.
You didn't go to school at all?
I didn't know. Every time the teacher said they want to see my family.
A parent?
I afraid to tell them because they will hit me, so I should stay in the church. And on lunchtime, I go in for my lunch. When 3 o'clock, I go in home.
And you did that for how long?
A long time. I never tell nobody.
So school is not something that Christabella can say she enjoyed as a young child, going to school and playing with friends and skipping rope and all of that.
I don't enjoy much funny friends. The friends I enjoy more is people that used to feel like we used to go for wood together. So they know little about me. We used to go river and wash. And I used to be in the river washing often. This early morning, they said, man, wash the bedding and then before I go to school in the cold water. And if I say I don't sleep in the yard and I wake up too early, I don't sleep in the yard, and they drive me from the house, I cannot come back there. I don't know when I'll ever come back home. It's like, go, to come back. Don't do it again. Don't do it. Leave everything, they go. Don't do it again. They treat everybody eating. I come, I begging them for food. I have to run because they don't want me in the yard to beg the children and them.
Christabel, I am listening to you and I am seeing and I'm feeling that you are someone who did not experience love or happiness.
And all I just crave for it. I just crave for it. That's why sometimes when I love a boyfriend, I just want all the love I do get when I was a child and I can't get it. They put me away. It's like all of them is the same thing and all of them doing the same thing. It's like I want back to come back like a child. I just feel I should come back like a child for somebody to love me and tell me something good about myself.
You mean as a baby? Because clearly as a child, not even that you enjoyed. You didn't even enjoy your childhood. Mm-hmm. If you were abused from as far as you can remember, you were abused... As a child.
Bad abuse.
Tell me about the first time you were introduced to drugs.
The first time I was introduced, I was about 13.
13 years old?
Yes, I smoked crack cocaine when it just come in. When it had just stepped in Dominica. Because of the friends I had and they was selling people that used to get it in bulk to sell it. So I used to be around them. When they cook it and everything. So that's why I get trapped in it. And that was the people that make me feel comfortable. They never make me shame. They never do me nothing wrong. So I still feel comfortable. They are around them. And sometimes they leave me selling for them and they go. And then I end up taking in it.
So you took the drugs and you also sold the drugs.
Yeah, so when they give it to me to sell, I'm not selling it, but I'm taking in it.
What would happen as a result of that?
I get paranoid. I get paranoid and they don't worry because I stay there with their children. So they don't worry even though I smoke it.
What was the first experience like? Do you remember what the experience was like? How you felt?
First experience give you a sexually active feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Your body changes and it might be so for a while. But as time goes back, you graduate to stages. Different stages. So if you used to take it and you used to be calm and nice and doing your work and doing everything you're supposed to do, after a while, if you slow you down from doing your work, after a while, it will make you stop you from working for your own self. After a while, you will sell your body, you will lie, you will steal, you will find yourself doing things and you go up to different stages. You go lower down, I would say. Deeper down in the garbage.
Because you want it.
Because you want it. You always want that next one because you're looking for that first high, but that first high cannot never come back.
So at 13 years old, you had your first experience.
Crack cocaine and the marijuana.
With crack cocaine and the marijuana.
Yeah, because the first thing I smoked was the marijuana and I smoked two whole joints one time.
And that's at 13 years old.
Yes, and the two joints freaked me out. At the starting, it freaked me out.
When you say freak you out, what does that mean?
It put me to cry. I cry. After a while, I dance. After a while, I start to stagger like I drunk and all of the children body. Oh, watch Christabel drunk. So it put me to a stage like that at the starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I start from there until I travel. But the worst part was what I experienced in St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm. So you started drugs here?
Yeah.
And for a number of years, from the time you started, did you ever stop?
I stopped, did 1 week, go back again. It's always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go up, go down. Go down, go up. Go up, go down. Go down. It happened for years like that. Fighting that battle for years. Years. I cry into God. I tell God, if it's a mission, he have me on, because the way I was moving, I can't understand how I have to move and why is this certain places, what are you doing there?
Did you feel, though, that taking the drugs was sort of your
comfort?
Yes. Was it your comfort?
Yes. Because when I go to take it, I relax. I find myself at peace. According to the grade, it have different grade of drugs that can put you freaky and put you in a situation now that you see things. But it has certain drugs that you might take now that put you in a calm way of life now. You can able to meditate and even hear your own self and see yourself and feel around your surrounding and knowing when danger is coming around you for you to get up where you need to go. So I always try to look for something the best, like something that will make me feel more calm. Because when I smoke something that different and it has something added in it, it put me to walk the whole road wrong like a clock. Because it has speed or something in it that keeps me going. I have to find something else.
But it made you feel good.
Yeah.
It took away the pain.
The pain of
the sexual
past.
Abuse.
Mm-hmm.
The physical abuse, the verbal abuse. It took away that pain for you. So to you, that was your best friend.
Yes. It was my friend for real, because I never leave it alone. It was my friend. No matter what I go through, no matter if they try to kill me, no matter if they try to watch me, no matter if they try to send people to, but I never leave it. I always used to be on it, like it I know.
And you left Dominica at what point in your life?
I left Dominica at the age of, when I left Dominica, I didn't have no children, but I lived Antigua for 5 years.
You left Dominica and went to Antigua?
I went Guadeloupe first.
Guadeloupe, mm-hmm.
Because I was missing a part of my family, which I don't recall no name, and I had loved her a lot. So I decided to go and look for that part of my family. And I reached my part of my family close the door on me.
In Guadeloupe. Mm-hmm. So you went to Guadeloupe.
Mm-hmm.
You had an urge, a desire to see and be with
people that I love.
Yes. But they closed the door on you.
As I reached, they closed the door.
In Guadeloupe?
Yes.
Did you even have the chance to spend the night?
With them? No.
No. Wow.
I spent it with somebody else.
So that you get to Guadeloupe and that happens. What do you do?
After that, I stay maybe about a couple tired days, a month or two. And after the pressure of knowing that you love somebody that don't want to see you, got to go back home. So I went back home.
You came back to Dominica?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back to Dominica, I met my children's father. And then he decided to bring me to Antigua. But before he bring me to Antigua, no, I had a couple of weeks in Dominica, which Some of my friends have stole all my clothes and leave me without no clothes. So when I meet my children father, I went to Antigua without no clothes and no passport and the clothes that I had on me.
No passport?
Because he was sailing on his father's boat and I could have get that chance in them time there. And I stay in Antigua and I meet my children. But in the mix of that, no, I was paying attention to the marijuana more. Because of my children father had make my mind, make me feel a little more at peace. But after I was in the mix of the session, no, the abuse that I get from him, as I say, no, sexually abuse with certain things that to stay long. Then I start to make children and still go into that same kind of vibe because that vibe there was painful. So I know it's something that he using on me that is not, he don't supposed to. And in my first child, I don't know how to make a child. I don't know if I supposed to buy baby things. I end up making a child in the hospital without nothing. My first child born without nothing because I didn't know nothing about children.
And that child was born where?
Antigua.
Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Christabel. As you can tell, it's a no-holds-barred conversation, very open. What we want to achieve at the end of this is for others to learn from her experience and some good can come out of what we're doing here tonight. Keep it locked. Tonight's program brought to you with the kind compliments of the Glam Cosmetics, First Domestic Insurance, Lime Dominica, our thanks to Dominica News Online, and also to Old Stone Grill and Bar.
I had this experience. My soft hands and feet touch the sheets. My body left the bed. Elevated, I was floating mid-air. All my tensions went away. My muscles relaxed to take it in. Rejuvenated, my face glowed. I raised my brows and smiled. It was my special day. I looked beautiful. I had an experience. The Glam Experience. The Glam offers manicures and pedicures, full body waxing, facials, body massages, including deep tissue and hot stone, creating a feeling of well-being, balance, and a sense of wholeness. We also offer makeup artistry and threading and feature cosmetic lines, including L'Oreal, Revlon, and Sasha. Visit The Glam, located on Independence Street, Spiper Step, or call us at 448-4099 and receive the ultimate experience, The Glam Experience.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. Or third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now, keep going.
Lying by my side.
Activate a 250 megabytes data plan or more, and you could be the lucky winner of a Samsung S4 Mini from Lime.
Enjoy the fastest data speeds on the best mobile network in Dominica.
A Samsung S4 Mini could be yours. Dial *146*250# to activate the 250 megabytes data plan, and you could win a Samsung S4 Mini from Lime.
Giving you more opportunities to win. Lime, value every moment.
I live it my way, and Lime makes it better.
Lime. It's here. The highly anticipated Samsung Galaxy S5 is here. Get yours now from Lime. Power up your lifestyle with the Samsung Galaxy S5. Amazing 16-megapixel camera, fast autofocus, unique health features, including a heart rate sensor, pedometer, and calorie counter. The Samsung Galaxy S5 is made to be stronger and to last longer. Imagine having a phone that's dust and water resistant. Yes, that's the amazing Samsung Galaxy S5.
It's here. It's here. Get yours now from Lime with a data plan on Dominica's best mobile network. Lime. Value every moment. Lime.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
And Christabel says, I like that song. Jonah, actually, I got this one from you. This is the song that you also used in the documentary. Why this one, Jonah?
It was very funny. I was fasting in the bushes, I think a week after she approached me. And by out of the blue, that song just came to me. When I reached home, I instantly went and downloaded it. Listened to it over and over and over. And normally when I do my documentary, I always like to look for some song that has some sentiment, something that connects to the documentary. And once I was there, you know, I just put in all the little content together before I add any kind of foley or any kind of song or whatever to it. And on the last piece, I just instantly thought, hey, you have a song that really meshes with Christabel's story. When I dived in, it was just perfect. I didn't have no second thought to look for anything else. And that was my song.
And it's beautiful, and Christabel loves it.
Oh, she loves it. She said, I like that song. Yeah.
Christabel, let's continue. So, in Antigua, you had your first child. And you had absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
No, what we call layet.
Nothing. Because I didn't know when to buy. I didn't know nothing. My head was empty.
Your head was empty?
Empty.
You realize what you're saying, Christabel?
My head was empty.
There was nothing in there?
Nothing. I don't know to buy anything for my child. I don't know how the pain going to come. And I don't know how the child going to come out. And I was 19.
19 years old. Mm-hmm. At the hospital to give birth. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to expect.
I don't know.
You have nothing.
Nothing.
How did you fare out?
Well, at that time, it had a lady friend, and she was my neighbor, and her friend had just made a child. So the next day, she brings something for me. Yes, that happened, yeah. But I didn't feel no way because I was young, and I didn't feel bad because I wasn't thinking of what it is to feel bad at that time. Just know that happened, it happened.
You didn't know what it is to feel bad because that's all you had known all your life. So you were not embarrassed?
No.
It didn't matter to you?
It's later down in the future when I think back of everything that happened to me, knowing that that happened. So many things that happened along my journey. Things happen. A lot of things happen. I live and think I make my next step daughter, and then after I couldn't take the life, the burn, the father, how the father treated me, leaving me in the house with the two children all the time and going, and I say going back home.
Were you still on drugs at that time?
I was on more on the marijuana and the drinking.
Because
at that time, I didn't get chance to smoke the crack cocaine.
Right.
Because the area I was, wasn't around there at all.
So you didn't have access to it?
No, because I had my children, little baby, to look after.
So then you added drinking?
Yes.
So crack cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol?
Yes. And was that snot once
or
twice?
You were heading for the... What was that?
Snot once or twice. But I never really like nothing in my nose.
Oh.
So I never keep that cycle.
You know, you were heading to the grave, huh?
I feel it so much time. But I feel it, the most I feel it in St. Thomas. Well, in St. Thomas, I hurt a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. You hurt a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how.
Different ways of life. By lying to get what I want. I didn't need to say go in shop or something and steal. But if I find a way of somebody try to back somebody else and I are wrong, I will try my best to get something too. Which I tell myself, what I do in certain areas, I ask myself, what I do in there? But they're not for me. What I do in there? I ask myself a million times what I do in certain areas I didn't supposed to be.
But the drug.
The drug.
The need for it.
Mm-hmm.
The craving for it made you do things.
To get it.
To get it.
A lot of things I lie to. A lot of people come across touching drugs I was supposed to touch. People try to kill me many times. And the Spirit of God tell me get up from where I am. Something coming.
Wow.
And as I get up and move, it's so the door bust open. Yes, something else in the mix of all what I was doing, that something else talking to me. It will tell me when to get up from where I be, it's distraction coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up, I see the distraction coming for real.
God was still looking out for
me. I say God had a purpose for me and had a plan for me. All my struggles that I go through, he had a part to play in my life.
Mm-hmm.
By making me see what's going to happen and make me feel and smell the perfume around me. That door accustomed to smell perfume that somebody around, somebody close. And I feel everything in there.
In your heart?
Yeah. I know when to go. He always tell me to come out where I be. And when I come out where I be, everything I see in it that was coming. That's how I get away. By listening to the other voice. It's two voice. One tell you do and one tell you if you do, what will happen to you?
But you're listening to which one?
I listen to the one that tell me do I do in it, but yet I still listen to the one that telling me don't do, but come out where you be. Even though you still do, but come out where you be. Because I know it's not your fault why you're doing it. It's a power greater than yourself that have you. But you have to fight a battle to get away from it.
Wow.
So he always give me signs to come out where I be. Distraction around. He don't ready for me to die yet. I have a purpose. And I always say that I have a purpose.
You do. And your purpose is being manifested right now.
And
I hope you know that.
Yes. And everything I ask God for, it come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I swear. I used to say, one day when I come old, I can make the whole world know what you do me. I didn't know so that to happen. It happened like that.
Yes.
I swear. My life is a way that I have a purpose. And I say, oh, what I go through is like Jesus Christ crucified. He nailed it go in my hand. I do good and I do bad, but I do plenty, plenty good. I say, who is me to go through that? But Jesus Christ didn't do nothing. And look at what they do him. Much as for me that do good and do bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are trying to hurt me, the amount of bad they do, and God give them a second chance. And they want to hurt me mm-hmm. because of what I do. I say, God, but I know they do wrong. They do plenty wrong like me. So like, they can I not go nowhere, no.
You're going somewhere now, Christopher.
And wherever I have to go, it have to be a good place, no.
You're heading to a good place. You are already in a good place. After Antigua, where did you head to?
St. Martin.
St. Martin. Tell me about St. Martin.
St. Martin, my life was going down in the drain itself. St. Martin, I smoke crack cocaine. I smoke a lot of crack cocaine. I cook crack cocaine. I didn't work much in St. Martin. But I smoke a lot of crack cocaine in St. Martin.
Who you had in St. Martin?
Nobody.
You just found your way there.
I just have to keep moving from one place to the other because I had nowhere to rest my head. So all my life I move. I go station, I go Antigua, I go station. I go so much different places I don't know where to go. But it's always like, go, go, go. So I always keep going. I always start something and I never finish it. It's only 2 days I see and I start things and I finish it when I continue my journey.
Where and what caused you to end up in jail?
For things that I didn't do. Something I didn't never do. And it was given to me in my hand. I didn't steal it. But I have so many people named to call. And the officer told me, plead guilty. And I plead guilty.
So you went to jail to save other people?
Yes, because it had 3 people name I had to call and explain too much thing. And I don't have nobody to bail me. When they tell me, well, get people to bail me, I don't have nobody to bail me. So I plead guilty as the police tell me.
You went to jail for how long?
6 months.
And where was that?
Up Roseau.
Oh, in Dominica?
Yes.
How long ago was that, Christopher?
Since I come to Dominica, yeah. What happened?
You went all over the place. But you said St. Martin and St. Thomas.
I went St. Martin and then St. Martin. After St. Martin, no.
Like, how long you stayed in St. Martin?
Well, St. Martin wasn't a life, a long journey. It's like, spend a little time, get some money, get some clothes, buy some clothes for the children, go back home. Leave them for somebody. Every time I used to leave them with people, every time I used to leave them. And it's one time they Antigua, one time they Dominica, one time they Antigua, one time they Dominica. Because why? I don't have a resting place.
You don't have a resting place?
No, I'm not resting. But I never had a resting place. It's always like, leave them and go. Give them to their father. So that always in go. And I have to be going. I always going.
So Christabel, you know, somebody could say Christabel was a mama malwat or
I treat them to the best. You treat them to the best. Yes, the best clothes. My house always had food because when I spent the all years in Antigua, no, I come back with everything. I come with chair, I come with TV, I come with everything.
So in a sense, you were still a good mother.
Yes. I used to buy the best clothes for them. People used to come and ask me for things in my house to give them. I used to give them sugar, I used to give them from what I have my child. Because the father used to really provide the needs for them. But is he always leave them for their father and go? Leave them for their father and go and look for work. Leave them for their father. So I always listen.
It wasn't work you were going to look for.
No, and it never come like it's work I'm going to look for. But I really work hard. I work hard since St. Thomas a lot. I do construction. I can cook. I can do plenty different things.
Mm-hmm. You have skills.
Yes.
So you're a chef.
I'm good in everything. I can cater. I can do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to mix concrete.
Okay. You like to do some of the masculine work.
Mm-hmm. Just like I like my ladies.
Just like you like your ladies. So, Christabel.
Yes,
a little light moment there for us, for sure. So, after all of this, all your life, you're on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You're smoking. Mm-hmm. You're drinking alcohol.
Everything.
At what point did you come back to Dominica, and what brought you back to Dominica?
Well, what brought me back to Dominica is like I was fighting a battle now in St. Thomas, and I was close to death because I went in an incident that I didn't plan to do by going a place and meet a friend, and then the friend tell me he going or to come back, so wait. It have two people there sleeping in the house. But I didn't go in the house to steal or to take anything. I didn't have that in my head. But when I do go in the house, while the people still lie down, I met a gun. It had some money and it had some drugs on the bed. So I happened to just take the drugs, not to take it to smoke it, not to take it to use it, but to take it now to secure it for the person and tell the person how they careless. In my head, you know, you do careless for me, you can leave that day like that and go. So I stay outside there for a good while, the guy guarding it. So another partner leave and he come inside that same house. When he come in, I don't know what he take. I don't maybe take the money, I don't maybe take the gun, but I know I have the drugs. That's the truth. What happened that in delaying, drugs is so much of a powerful, a cunning enemy. It's something that will drive you or any kind of bad way in life. All of a sudden, I take that drugs and I just go by the road in that drugs. So a transport come and pick me up. Just like that, I end up going with the drugs. And then I end up smoking it.
And
then the battle start to fight against me. You know, the Dominica girl, the DA girl that take it. And it's like, is she that take it? And it's like, man start to get bad on me to say that if they meet me in the spot, they will end up killing me. Which they didn't say it in no words, but I could see the reaction.
But you took their drugs, though.
I took it, but I didn't take it intently, like to take it to say that I'm going to steal it or directly come to say, is that I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But it
that was not that. Your intention.
But it happened like
but
that.
But again, it was there.
Yes.
And the craving and the need for it.
Yes.
You took it.
Yes. And when I see the way it rolling with me and I start to see, well, I cannot stay one place again. I can't hide for my life day and day and day. I decide, well, I myself have to go back home and make a change in my life. Something have to be done because I already go rehab twice.
You went to rehab twice?
Yes.
Where?
St. Croix.
St. Croix.
And I was the first woman with the papers that ever been into the rehab in St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
So, things wasn't getting good.
Go ahead.
It wasn't getting better. It didn't get better. And the only one thing I was then in my brain, Christabel, you have to go back home.
Go back home.
Can I go back home? But when I reached home, they didn't accept me. I didn't get no welcome in the way I'm supposed to get welcome from the one that I love the most. From the one I'd love the most. And I will still love her, and I'll never stop loving her. And God tell me to never stop loving her.
So you come back to Dominica.
Yeah.
And you're coming back home with the intention, it is time.
Yes.
It is time to make a change.
Yes.
It is time to stop.
But it never stopped.
At what point? It never stopped.
Never stopped. It get worse. As I tell you, I end up in jail. It get worse. The road was rugged. It was rough. My people hurt me. My people had love. They tried to kill me. They tried to send people to give me the drugs to put me away. When I say I stop this week, they're going for the pipe, they put it in front of my door. When I reach them, it's in the pipe there. I say I'm not smoking this week. I'm in the pipe there. My people do me a lot of wickedness in my drug.
Can I read something to you?
Yeah.
There's quite a few posts actually on your DNO, a documentary and story. And one lady wrote, there was 196 posts to be exact. One lady wrote, this woman is more than an encouragement to me. She once stopped my vehicle to tell me that she was fighting temptation and going in an area where she would possibly spend the last $50 she had. Would you hold it for me, please? She asked. I reluctantly agreed, knowing very little about her then. She came by the following day for her money and thanked me immensely. Today she's a friend, and I'm always encouraged listening to her. I only pray that she's equally encouraged by me. Do you remember that, Christabel? You're not sure if you remember that one.
I know it of one lady that I had the money I'd get, and I tell her, look, hold it for me. But I can remember the same day or the night I'd go for it, and she was crying. I don't know if it's that one. But I know that lady, a good lady friend of mine, she's a nurse. And I gave her money to hold for me. And then later down in that, I come back for the money and she cry. Not like a cry, she cry. Knowing that she's going to give me back that money for me to go back and smoke. But I cannot remember about the $50. I don't get the...
Okay, well, that lady, and I'm sure she remembers clearly the situation. And she did say that you had the $50. And she said you said to her that you were fighting temptation.
Mm-hmm. It could be true, yeah.
You were fighting temptation. So you came back to Dominica and it continued.
It continued because I get, you see, when I was away, in spite of my drugs, I work hard and I sent my family a lot.
Mm-hmm. You used to send back money home?
Yes. People tell me one day I look after my children well dressed and was the best clothes. I take care of my children money-wise and clothes-wise and box-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Not the rest, I play with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that part.
You did that
and
part.
They know that because I always call them and make them know when I send in it.
Okay. The Bayside.
Well, the Bayside was my thing. That's why I used to go and smoke. After a while, when I start stay in the corners in little areas, I go by the Bayside. But it's like something telling me, but how come people selling fish on a Bayside ugly like that and dirty like that? And it's all that in my head. Every time I smoke, it's what they're telling me is about that Bayside there that I have to clean. I want that job to clean by the bay. You see that Bayside there? Somebody have to clean by the bay. They cannot stay dirty like that.
So in the midst of
the smoking,
doing whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you're seeing that the Bayside is in a mess.
A vision.
And something is in your mind telling you,
mm-hmm.
saying to you what, Christabel?
The Bayside I expect to clean. Instead of the tongue, it was the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something telling me. Because I tell it to Brother Jack. I say, Brother Jack, I want that job. Because Brother Jack in charge of the fishery.
Mm-hmm.
And even as she said, Brother Jack, if you watch the documentary, when she left her house, the gentleman you see at the back of her is that same Brother Jack she's talking about.
Just appear. The truth just appear.
At that time in the morning, imagine that.
At that time in the morning when you went to check her.
Yes.
To begin work on the documentary.
Yes.
Brother Jack was right there.
Right there. Just appear. Just at the back of us. I say, you see, I do lie in, Lord. Speaking the truth.
Before we continue with the aspect of the Bayside, and I know persons probably want to start calling. Normally, I take calls around now, but I will get to the calls in just a while. I could not help but notice the broken down house that you lived in. I know probably it was a little better than what we saw in the documentary. Tell me what your life was like, Christabel. Let's put the drugs aside.
Okay.
Tell me what your life was like when you came back. And what your day-to-day runnings was. Don't tell me all you knew was the drugs, Christabel.
My day-to-day running was like by the river. I'm making wrong Portsmouth. You see me, then see me so. I never stay in one place because I don't have nowhere to stay one place. If you have somewhere, you stay one place. But if you have nowhere, you stay one place.
But you had your little house.
But the little house know how they vibes. Every time I come home, they pull a board under the house. Every time I go in the night or I go and smoke and I come back, a board under my house is shaking. A board under my house shake, and mostly all the wood under in my house was almost done on the ground.
You lived with a boyfriend at the time,
you said? No boyfriend.
No?
But in smoking the drugs and certain people that don't like you, they will try to hurt you some kind of how to jeopardize you so your brains can never come back. They could pay somebody to scratch your house, to do your things, to trouble your brains, to put you away, that you will never come back yourself. It have people that does that. That is their work. People pay to do certain work. It have one time when they push the board under the house and my foot go down under the house. I take a piece of board and I put it, place it back at the spot that break, that the hole. Like when I have the hole, I put a piece of board on top of it so my foot won't go down. But one day, while I sit on my bed, inspiration tell me, something come through me and tell me, get up, pull out the board. When I pull out the board, I see a big piece of sponge like that. When I pull out the sponge, somebody put a piece of a baking bottle, a Coca-Cola bottle, and put it to stand up with how much prick on top there like that, and the sponge on it, and the piece of board I put so in case my foot go down in the hole, it will
crack you.
Prick my foot. And I had the evidence there with me at that time when I get the bottle.
Christabel, what about the person who might be listening and say, no, this lady is crazy. She's making up all of this.
I'm not making up no story because I have evidence that was there. And I say the story. Besides, I tell you that today, I tell it to people already. I tell it to my sister. I tell it to other people already. What happened to me in that little house? One time, God tell me to get up. Take your broom, sweep the air because all of a sudden, the sun hot, all in front of my door, full of water. Water, water. I don't know where that water coming out. And he tell me to get up and I take the broom and I start to sweep. When I sweep, I get one piece of big piece of glass buckle that if I walk barefooted in the water, I won't have a foot again. I take my 2 ears and hear people telling people, why you don't burn down the house? Either people are telling me, might not burn down that little old house you're living in. And I'm not lying. It have a God above that hearing me there tonight and I speak in the truth because it have to set me free in my life for myself. It's not for people. I tell you, I do all the wrong things. I hate a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And and that is what I admire about you, though, is that you're accepting.
Yeah.
You're accepting that you've done wrong. Mm-hmm. And you've done many people wrong.
Many people wrong.
And you've hurt many people.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in your life, you are making a change.
Yes.
For the better.
Better.
As we speak right now, Christabel, are you clean?
But right now, I am clean on crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But I still fight in my battle with the marijuana.
Okay.
Because it's years. It's from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It will not happen one time. Which I pray to my God of understanding for one day to even take all that marijuana because I want to be know myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be able to tell people. Because unless I don't know myself, I cannot go and tell you, don't do that again. Don't do the marijuana and I do in it. But I tell you a little about the crack cocaine. Because that's what I offer for now.
How long have you been clean from the crack cocaine?
Well, I stay 4 years clean from the crack cocaine until one day in the mix, somebody just come and mess up my head. Out of the 4 years, and it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 4 years, I take a little chance and say, let me pay that person to go and buy because the urge of the first person that come there and distract me was there still. some way, somehow, I have to talk to free myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't do it,
it's okay.
It always comes.
That's
back,
why we're
and
here.
I don't want it to come back. And I think that is the time for it to leave me alone.
That's why we're here, Christabel.
And I will feel that is the time. Right now is my time for it to leave me alone. And I can make sure that I stay just the way I am.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
I cannot 100% remember. I cannot 100%
A year, remember. 2 years?
Well, in the middle of this year, I cannot tell you. Maybe I take a little one or two. In the middle, because it wasn't too long since the guy had come by me with it.
Okay.
But for since that, I never touched that again. And I decided I'm not going to take that anymore.
You know, that is why you refer to yourself as a recovering.
Yes.
A recovering. So you're still in recovery mode.
Yes.
You're still recovering.
Yes.
I could not help during the documentary, and we will open up the lines in a while to take some calls. You know the numbers, 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, and our overseas line is 305-432-9624. I could not help, as I was saying, to pick up in the documentary that you're actually pleading and begging for help.
Yes.
You said what you need right now is help.
Yes.
You need somebody to lend a helping hand to you.
Yes.
Every day you said you would just want somebody to talk to, somebody who can call you, somebody you can have a conversation with, somebody who can encourage you. You are actually in the documentary, I heard you pleading for help. And that's why I even went further to get you, to bring you here, because I could not help but notice recovering, which means you still
recovering
and you need help. And I know through this program that you are going to get the help that you need. And I know they are listening. The people who can help you, I know they are listening, and they will do what needs to be done to help you. You have to continue to remain strong, and you have to try your best, because the devil, say to the devil, he's a liar. All right?
Yes,
the devil is a liar. And you have to say to yourself, I was told you were like a broomstick at one point.
Yes.
I was told the drugs had just taken over you so much.
A lot.
That you were like a broomstick. Now,
watch me,
you're a nice, healthy lady like me. Mm-hmm. You understand? So, what is it that you want, Christabel?
I need to go to meetings. I need to share. You need to, that is the thing you have to do on a daily basis. You have to always talk about your day, how your day was, how you feel. If you had the urge, all them things you have to talk about. You have to listen to one another's story to strengthen each other. You have to make a list of all people that you harm. You must need somebody there to help you on that level. You have to search yourself. You have to take time to search yourself. A search and fearless moral inventory of yourself. You have to admit all your wrongs. Unless to injure others. As I say, the one I love the most, I will not talk about it. I don't want to injure her, so that's why I didn't.
Yes, that's all right.
Yes. So it's a lot. It's a lifelong journey. Work. Never stop. Because if I have to remember the amount of people I hit and write their name down, it's a lifetime journey thing. So I need somebody that have years of clean time, that go through certain things that I go through. They are the one that will be able to help me with my recovery. Not somebody that don't go through what I go through. And not somebody that never do what I do. They will just listen to me and take my story, but I need somebody like what I see to help me.
We will open up the lines in just a while, as I said, but tell us how that job that you got is helping you.
Okay. The job helping me because it make me have stuff, it make me have a bed, it make me cause me to have things. The job helped build me up back because remember, as I told you, I didn't have anything. I had nothing in the house.
Nothing?
Nothing. And when I get the job, the first thing I bought was a stove.
How hard did you work to get that job?
Oh, I think almost a month. Up and down. Go, come back. The person that's supposed to be okay, not there. And I go through it until one day they tell me, okay, Christabel, take the broom and sweep that part. Do a little thing, and I do it. And when they tell me the other day, come, look at Baru, go, and I tell you, I give that road a kind of a clean up out of the world. I sweat out all the drugs in my body because you have to sweat it out so you can feel that relief.
Mm-hmm.
I swear that I used to sweat, but people do me a lot of mischief in the meanwhile of cleaning the road. They throw foil because they sell the crack cocaine in a little foil paper room. They spread foil paper all over the square for me to pick it up, for them to see if I will pick it up. To get sick in my head, and I never, God tell me, don't never make that mistake, Christabel. They put coconut cheese and crack cocaine almost look alike. They tie coconut cheese in plastic and put it in a certain area for me to think it's crack cocaine, to think I will touch it. I never touch it up to today. You know what I used to touch? They should put $25 on the road for me. As I finish cleaning, when I turn back.
You're taking it.
I'm taking it for, they want to see me go back and die the crack cocaine.
Oh.
So then some people try to keep me on the road.
Wow.
It are people that really try to keep me on the road. It are people that try to get me off the road. It are people that try to just hold me down. So you have to watch yourself. You have to see yourself. I got you a lot of things to come out under that kind of vibes I was in there. See that brain that God give me, give it to me for a purpose, and I take all the bad in the world and I put it into good inside my brains. And that's why I work in my life with my brains.
So it's not empty anymore?
No. It have a lot of positiveness inside it. It build up.
It's build up.
It build up a lot of positiveness, and they want to see me in garbage. They cannot see me in garbage clothes. But when I finish work, you never believe it's that the woman.
But look at how beautiful you look in your blue dress.
Thank you very
in
much.
Your blue wrap dress tonight.
Okay.
And your gold chain.
And tell them why I buy in a shop by Nikki D's.
By Nikki D's.
That's where I shop.
Uh-oh. So when Nikki D's need to give you a free outfit. Therefore, that free advertising.
That is my lady's okay. self.
Christabel, we will talk some more in just a while about that job and,
yes.
and what it has done for you and what Christabel's future looks like, because Christabel is done.
I'm done with that crack cocaine.
You are done.
You
are
that
done.
Was the that I had to do.
You need to get some help in terms of, you know, just keeping that positivity.
Yeah.
Yes. 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. Andrina gives her a high five because she's doing well. The overseas line is 305-432-9624. Let's go to the telephone. Hello, good night.
Hi, good night.
Good night.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear this young woman's life. But let us all get together and pray for her. She could be on the better side. I have one little joke for her. Do not go back and take the lost key again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, instead of taking the lost key, let Father pray for her.
Okay, Father will pray for
have
her.
Have a nice night.
Thank you, ma'am. Good night.
Wait, take the piece.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I have been listening to the program from the inception, and I must tell Christabel that she's a very, very, very strong woman. There are many women who have not gone through half of what she has gone through, and their experience has broken them. But Christabel is a beautiful soul because she is concerned about people. She doesn't want to hurt people. She acknowledges that she has gone wrong, and her faith in God is actually carrying her through. Christabel, you don't know me. I don't know you, but I just love you. And you're a shining example for a lot of women out there who have fallen down, but you refuse to stay down. You're standing up, you're rising up, and you're an encouragement to a lot of us out there. So just keep on keeping on. Have a good night.
Yes, you touched her. You touched her there. I know that caller, Delia. You touched her, and she is not even able to respond to you. We'll continue taking the calls. Okay, this one, please try us again. And we'll take this one here. Good night.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all of humanity. Thanks, blessings to you and your family, my dear.
And to you, too.
The Ten Commandments that is there.
Oh, Christabel is crying. Go ahead. Yes.
I want to touch the gentleman as well for his humanitarian and philanthropist move and being able to bring, you know, the story out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, we're there. Go ahead.
Can I get a number before I forget further? Can I get a number for the gentleman?
Yes. Give him your number, if that's okay with you.
No problem at all. 277-3956.
I want to be on the line.
277-3956.
3956. Yes, sir.
No,
Let me just talk to Chris. Let me just say, but then maybe them lost. Let's still have the lady there.
Yes, I'm there.
I feel it's them lost. No, seriously.
Oh.
Yeah, the lady said, I mean, not to go back there, so she needs not more because I think the body have had enough.
Yes.
To sustain her for that long. But then, hey, Empress, I stayed there. I did not shed the tears, but my eyes got sealed a few times. And I was just checking now, how could somebody go through hell like that, literally, and still let us tell the story?
Yeah.
So I want to give thanks to the Almighty for guiding and protecting the Empress through all of that. Some people did not go through court of that, and they end up dead in a gutter.
Yes, yes.
Or they disappeared.
Yes.
You know, so, or they lose their head. They're crazy, but you could see how sane she is to even show remorse for her actions.
That is,
you know,
what's important.
Too much about what the hell she went through and how she could have just disappeared, you know, Ferdinand.
Mm-hmm.
She keep repeating the people she have hurt. So that's somebody with a soul, a conscience, and Empress, I'm sorry for what you have been through, but I give thanks that you have gone through it and survived it. And I really want to maybe talk to you one or two times and give you a bit of encouragement. You know, you need friends, you need support,
does,
and that
sir.
Is going to assist you because we have got no rehabilitation center here. So the amount of friends you could have around you to talk to you, to encourage you, to communicate with you, I think all that could help. And Empress, you have to give your life fully to the power that have protected you, sustained you through these years. Please, I pray that you never enter back on this crack again. Leave the weed in peace. I've left it for much. I am not there to talk about the good and the bad of weed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hardcore Rastafarian.
Right.
I have over 15 years I'm not smoking weed. I must eat, I must drink, I don't must smoke. You know, so Empress, please, I just pray that your life be, you know, be really preserved for a long time, because we have a lot of victims of the Empress.
Thank
and as
you.
I say in closing, there are people that did not go through two steps in your shoes and they have died and they have gotten crazy or crippled or something. Empress, God bless you and more glory.
Thank you.
Good night. Hello.
Hello, good night.
Yes, good night.
Yeah. Christabel, this is your friend. The one I was loving, this fellow in Lagos, was loving Lillian. You can remember me?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you encouraged me so much. You gave me so much encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I was loving Lillian in Lagos, the girl in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
okay, go ahead, call her.
Yeah, yeah. Who God bless, no man could.
True.
Just follow the Christian life. Christabel, and you will never go back into that again.
Okay.
Just think of your Creator, and God bless you, and you have lived that life for so long. God have a purpose for you. That's why you are alive still. Okay, baby?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thank
good
you
night.
Very much.
Well, over.
Overseas line, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Fadina.
Good evening.
I'm listening over here from the U.S., and I must say this is definitely a very moving story. I'm not sure if the young lady has gone through any kind of 12-step program which deals with addiction and addiction treatment, but through listening to her story, I have heard every one of the 12 steps realized, and to be able to put yourself through that not even knowing what it is, I'm not sure if she does or not, that in itself is something that's tremendous, and she should be commended for, because she has in effect healed herself and brought herself through all of these things, and she should really, I think, take a moment to savor that. I know it's hard maybe for her to feel satisfied with herself or accomplished based on all of the things that she's gone through, but she's definitely accomplished. She has brought herself to the other side of this, and now all she needs is the sustenance to keep on the straight and narrow. She needs to find herself a sober companion, somebody, like she says, that has had more years than her being sober and can really take her through those peaks and valleys and keep her stabilized. So I really wish that for her, and I'm really encouraged by her story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you know what he spoke about when he spoke about the 12-step program?
Yes. Mix up what I say. All that mixed with it.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Good night. Hello? Do not listen to your computer. You need to listen to me. Go ahead, please.
He said that I love you so much, and you should know.
Oh, okay. She says she doesn't know. I guess at some point you'll let her know who it is. Good night. She has quite an interesting laugh. Hello, good night. Hello, good night.
Yes, good.
Please do not listen to your computer. Listen to us. Listen to me.
You hearing me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I am from the Portsmouth area.
Caller, please call us back, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Does Christabel have your number?
You can contact her through Drinan.
Yeah, just contact me a little later.
7-3-9-5-6. Thank you.
Welcome. All right. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell the lady, I feel sorry. I have a friend. But bless you said earlier on tonight that he didn't share the tear. I'm sharing the tear now because I have a friend that went through a similar situation. He's not here now to talk about it. She called it suicide. So I know what she's going through.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Hello, good night. Hello, good night.
Hello, good night.
Yes, good night.
Yes, I just want to encourage Christabel, and I'm so happy of her life right now. And but she has a very good friend, which is Matilda. I'd like her to encourage her friend, because right now her friend is looking real good right now, comparing to when she was on the street smoking like her. So understanding her to stay good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Hey, Fadines. How are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
Good.
Yes, family.
I am so proud of you as always, man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, brother.
I must say, Sister Christabel, I seen you on the road there, but it had to take Drinan to let me know that such a big story is there behind you.
On here.
Actually, I mean, we've seen people there and we really don't know their story. Mm. And I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing in the spotlight there for that.
Thank you.
Stories like this for. Because it has persons that they can identify better with those who have had the experience. And you know, those who have had the experience and show them that they have overcome, they too can gain that encouragement for them and be able to overcome too. So, Christabel, I believe that God is using you in a way that, you know, he can draw his people as well out to let them know that everybody can be a victor, everybody can overcome whatever chains, whatever suppression that the devil might stamp against you. All right?
Thank you.
Continue pressing on.
Thank you.
Life, you will fall down sometimes. That is life. You will fall down. But the important thing is not to stay down.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Good night. Okay. Try us back. Good evening. Hello. Good evening. Overseas line. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm Christabel.
Please speak up if you can, please. Hello. Okay. Call us back. Good evening. Hello. All right, people are listening to their radios. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Okay, I just like to pick up Christabel. Drinan Laura.
Hey, what happened now?
What's up?
Hi, they cool as ice, baby.
Very slim, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Yes, hello, good night.
Good night.
I'm calling to tell Christabel that I like to hear what she talk about herself tonight. And I have a friend that really needs help. She's on drugs too. And I would like Christabel to speak with her. How can we get in touch with Christabel?
You can get in touch with her through Drinan.
What is his number?
277-3956. You can call me after the program and then we can touch base and see where we move from there.
317-277-3956. 3956. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good evening. Please do not listen to your TV or your radio. There's a delay and you're not hearing me. You need to listen to the telephone. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, I am from the Portsmouth area.
Uh-huh.
And I've been listening to the story. And I am really thrilled from what I'm hearing. Because the fact remains that Drinan, I mean, Christabel is the one that everybody's listening to, and she is the main person on your program. But I need to say that Drinan have done it fantastically, because the fact remains that these are the unfortunate persons that he covers. And when I watched that documentary, it really blew my mind, and really tears came up from my eyes as well. And maybe I could say that I'm an emotional type of person, but the fact that Drinan is there as someone, you know, who collects the story and is able to give it back to the media, I think that he has done a very good job. And I want to tell Christabel that her story is something that has helped many people, and even if she doesn't see the direct results, but there are persons that are helped. So I really want to pick up every one of you, the host of the program, Drinan, and Christabel as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good evening. Good evening to your guests, and good evening to Christabel.
Evelyn.
I watched a video on Dominica News Online, and I was, you know, I was amazed of, you know, what was happening with her and what she said and everything. So I just want to tell Christabel, be strong and continue on the path she's on of recovery. And keep looking to the Most High. And that's where she's going to get her strength. Just ask him to give her that strength. And good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Mommy.
Thank you. All our lines are lighting up. Good night.
All a blessed evening to you and the family.
Okay. Good to you.
Good program. Very powerful testimony. There's a part in the scripture which says that God allows his children to go through certain perseverance so that they in turn will be able to be supportive of people who are in that same situation. Though she says she didn't go to school, but her English is very good and she's very well spoken. I admire her. Good luck, my dear. Just keep praying. She recognizes the Father, and with his confidence, with his help, it will let her go a long, long way. Thanks and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Christabel, how are you feeling, getting the kind of feedback that you're getting here tonight?
I'm feeling very light.
You're feeling light?
Lighter.
Like your burden?
My body, I guess. Because I always thinking that people for me. Because I always say, I run nobody for me. It's God and me alone. But now I know to have a lot of people out there for me.
You better believe that.
And I feel it.
You better believe that, Christabel. Good evening. Sorry about that. Good evening. Hello, good evening. Yes.
I just want to tell Christabel that with her job, do not let anyone frustrate her, because since she started working on the road in Portsmouth is always clean and tidy.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
And I called before to tell you about Matilda, your friend, that is Marius. So just keep on your good work and continue, my dear.
Thank you, my love.
Okay.
Wonderful. Let us take this overseas call. Good night.
Hello, good night.
Good night to you.
Just wanted to tell you, Christabel, that I love you, and thanks for sharing your story. It really meant a lot to me. And keep taking care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Nose ring. You know where you get your nose ring.
She said something about a nose ring. Okay, there must be a story there. Good night.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Christabel. How
hello.
Are you?
Not too bad. Good as you.
This is your little sister in Kingfield. I'm just calling you to wish you the best. I listen to you on the internet and touch me. But I wish you the best. All right?
You.
Have a good night.
You too.
Good night for Christabel.
Hello, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night to your guests. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
I know Christopher by still walking on the road in Portsmouth.
Tough.
Yes, go ahead. Okay, you must be gone. Good night.
Hello, good night to you.
Yes, good night to you, sir.
Quite an interesting program tonight, and I was just fascinated by listening to the story of the young lady. And also the young man that was quite instrumental also, and he's been quite instrumental in helping unfortunate individuals. My heart also goes out to so many young men and young women out there that are on drugs, and it's a while now I've always been thinking about them. You know, sometimes you pass them on the road, but each of them have a story behind their life.
Yeah.
And most of them, they don't want to be where they are. Some of them are very educated. If you find out about them, they're very qualified. Some of them happened to them while they were in, you know, started taking drugs while they were in university. Some others right here in Dominica, their friends introduced them to it. And I've listened to a few of them, and trust me, it just rends, my heart just rends, you know. And I'm calling to the Christian community in the on the island of Dominica to really do what Christ would have us do, to go out there and to touch and to reach these lives and to pray for them, because we do believe in the power of prayer, you know, and I believe it takes prayer for lives like that to be really transformed. It takes God. It takes the grace of God. It takes, I believe in her instance, you know, in her situation, I really believe the hand of God has been over her life, whether she recognizes it or not. You know, I think the hand of God has been over her life in a very unique way. You know, and I pray that God continues to sustain her and give her, you know, what the strength that it takes, you know, to, because, you know, I personally believe it's on a day-to-day basis that you gain strength. It's not just something that you have to strength for the rest of your life. You have to go to God daily for strength. You know, you trust him. It's something I believe, I have not been in a situation. You know, all of us go through something at some point in our life. I've not been in a particular situation. But I know that, you know, from listening to her, it's not something that was very easy or is very easy. You know, there's a lot of issues that she's dealing with and may have to deal with. I want to ask her one thing, you know, and she didn't necessarily have to answer on the telephone, but on the air. You know, have you forgiven yourself? And if you have not forgiven yourself, it's important that you do. There are things that we do in life. Sometimes we look for people to forgive us, but we need to forgive ourselves. And one other thing I want to remind you also is that Jesus Christ, his arms are open wide. That's why he died on the cross. He took off all our sins, every one of us, whatever these sins are, he took it on himself. That's the first time the God, this, well, those of us who understand certain portions of the Bible, who understand the Bible, sorry, you know, the first time God himself was separated, the Godhead, as we call it, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, was separated. Jesus Christ was separated from his Father at that moment on the cross. That's when he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" It's because, you know, God himself cannot deal with sin. He cannot live in sin. He cannot live in darkness. And that's the only time Jesus Christ took upon him the sin of the world, including your sin, sister, and my sin, our sin. So his arms are wide open to you. Keep on trusting God. And, you know, I pray that you really commit yourself totally to God himself, to Jesus Christ. And I pray that, you know, the Christian community out there will continue to reach people like you. Because there are a lot of desperate young men and women that want to get out of that thing that they're involved in. I pray for the people that are introducing them to it. They themselves also need some form of deliverance. Because to destroy another human being, I mean, it's crazy. Just to destroy another life. You know, we should be building. And God, my heart goes out to you. And also to you for Diana, for having the show, and the young man, you know.
Thank you.
And, you know, for just the tremendous job that he's doing. God bless you all, and have a pleasant evening.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Yes. Have you forgiven yourself, Christopher?
Yes. A lot of the time I say, God, forgive me for what I have done.
Yes, but God, but have you?
I forgive myself for all the wrong things I do. I didn't know better.
You didn't know better. For the person who is trying to call from overseas, 305-432-9624 is the number. All the lines are still lighting up. I'm going to try my best. I have to wrap up the calls in a while. Good evening. Let's try to keep it short, please, the callers, okay? Hello?
Yes, cuz. Caller, good night.
Good night.
Yes, family.
All right. Yes, cuz. All right, yes. I'm just saying, you know, I was very moved by that story from work. I'm calling from the U.S., and I listened to the whole story, and it's a good show, and I must say that Drennan was very instrumental in bringing forth that story towards the whole Dominica population and the world by extension. And I just want to say to you tonight, that's great job, and continue the good job that you guys have been doing down there, all right?
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Good evening. Okay, this one we lost. Yes, we will take this one then. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I want to say good evening to your guest.
Good evening.
On the road, cleaning the road impossible. I never knew she had a big story behind her.
but I just wanted to be strong and to go look up to God. God is the only one that can deliver her from all these problems and troubles she go through. And I just asking her to be strong and to look for good friends, good people that will encourage her, and always keep praying so that she will keep strong in the Lord. This is the passion fruit man that has always been on the market, my dear. So just be strong in God and love God, because he had first loved you, so he will always keep loving you. So just put your trust in him, and everything will be fine, okay, my dear?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we have to...
Look at those. And it won't always...
We're just going to take a couple more quickly, and then we have to wrap up the calls. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, I have an important message for the young lady and support with her. Two numbers which she can call to get assistance if coming to meetings. Alcoholic Anonymous in drug addiction.
Okay, I'll tell you what to do. You can call Drinan afterwards, and you can give him the information.
What is the number?
277-3956. 277-3956.
3956. All right. 277-3956.
And I appreciate it very much, sir.
3956.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good evening.
For Diana.
Yes.
Good evening to you and your guest.
Mr. Shillingford, good evening, sir.
I kind of hesitated to call, but I heard a number of people call, and I thought I should call in as well to congratulate you for putting these programs on.
Thank you, sir.
And more particularly to encourage the young woman there to make every effort as she's doing to change her life. I know what it's like because I've had my own son in the United States get involved with cocaine and drugs, and it's been quite a difficult thing for our family. So I know what goes on. And for those other persons here in our country who are involved in using drugs and to some extent having their productive lives halted or destroyed, I hope they've listened to the program and will make every effort to get themselves out of it, because it's a bit of a waste for the country and for their ability to contribute if and when they get involved and they can't get out. I'm not sure about rehabilitation here. If there is not, then perhaps programs like this might encourage persons or the government to get involved in rehabilitation types of institutions to help people out of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Christabel, why are you here tonight? What is your purpose for being here?
My purpose for being here is to help others and myself as well.
Because you still need
others.
Help.
Yes. Because I have a feeling that people right now, children right now, are going through abuse and they cannot talk about it. You have a lot of children that go to secondary school and cannot talk about it because all everything that nice on the road, they like it and they want it, and the money causes them not to say anything. Because the money don't always come through in the mix of the abuse to keep you silent. So I would like to tell the parents and certain parents who will call for their children, try to learn to talk to their children, ask their children questions. When the children tell them something happening, listen. Because there are some parents, when you come and tell them what happening to them, whatever happening to them in the night, the parents will say, you guys untrue. The parents will say you lying. The parents will say you go. The parents will do you things and put hand in fire for some of the men. Parents, listen to your children. I wasn't there for my children to listen to my children. But I know right now that parents are dear for their children. Listen to your children. Make a difference in your children's life. Love your children. Because also I love mine, and I wish they would love me. I wish they was there with me. If I had to do it over, I would never leave my children. No time in life and go away.
How old are they, Christabel? The rest.
One's supposed to be in her 30s. One's supposed to be almost close to her 30. And one's supposed to be at two in the 20s. And one, the last one, is 13.
What would be your biggest wish right now?
I wish all my children was with me. If I had to come back young again, I'll do different. But I cannot. I can only do different right now. But I wish my children was with me.
If they happen to be listening right now to you, what would you say to them?
I'm sorry for all the wrong things I do around them. I'm sorry for leaving them and go. When they had needed me the most, it wasn't my fault. I was forced to leave them. Tell them I love them dearly and I'll never stop loving them no matter what. And no matter how long they stay, I always have a space and I will always try to have a space there for them waiting. The door will always be open. I'll never close the door.
And you cry as you say that?
Because I have a little one there, last one, the one that with me, I feel sorry for her, but that is Trisha, my little girl. And I feel I have a lot of pain carrying for Trisha. I have a lot of pain carrying for Trisha. Which she don't understand and she does do, no. I wish she would see it. All what I tell her, she will sit down and see what I tell her. It's a good part of life I want for her. And even though she, her head go a little bit, it can come back. If she only listen, when I tell her certain things, it will come back. If she doesn't listen.
Remind us, Christabel, of what Christabel wants for herself right now. What is it Christabel most wants more than anything in the world outside of seeing your children and reconnecting with them once again?
I want to be clean and I want to stay clean. I want to know myself. I want to live for the Lord and I want to tell my story. I want to do the things that He really wants me to do because I don't have a lot of things that He wants me to do because He's showing me what He wants me to do. He showed me myself. I see myself. And I always see Him in His presence because He talks to me. His two voices in our brains. And I know the positive side of Him. I know the side that telling me to do the right thing and the side that want me to do real, the right things of life and the good things of life. I don't know, no. I don't know what to say again, no. I put the rest in God's hands and I'll try my best to do what I have to do on a daily basis, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
I don't know what tomorrow will be for this present night, just for today. My thoughts will be on my recovery, trying to live life one day at a time. And enjoy a bit of the use of drugs, crack cocaine at the moment. Is that I really off for now? I have more work to do on myself. Plenty work to do on myself. Self.
Talk to the people out there who are listening to you and want to lend a helping hand to Christabel. What does Christabel need?
As I say, I need to go to meetings. I don't mind having to come all the way up here in Roseau, even though once a month or twice a month. But I want to come in my meeting rooms because my meeting rooms helped me a lot when I was in St. Thomas. My meeting room teach me to read. My meeting room teach me to write. Because every day I come and I read the book, it helps me to learn more. But right now, since I'm Dominica, I don't do nothing.
You now have your own little residence. You have your own fridge, like you said in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see your flat screen TV and everything at your home. Is Christabel comfortable?
For now, yes.
Is Christabel able to survive?
Yes. Can survive. I'm a survivor.
Can Christabel put a $20 in the bank for a rainy day?
Well, I fight in a battle in that direction of life.
Okay.
Because just as if you're starting back to step one, just as if you're starting back to put your underwear, just as if you're starting back to bed, you have to do everything back all over again in your life to be on the right track of life.
But you're on the right track, Christabel.
So far, yes.
And you thank God for that.
I thank Him every minute, every second of the day, which I do tell people, even though sometimes they see me quarrel on the road or get hyper to certain people. But when I reach home, I cry.
Why do you cry?
Because I don't want to live like that, making noise on the road, and they don't understand. He give me a work I love so much, and I don't know why I have to say, don't do that way, do it so. And people cannot understand, it's not me, it's Him. Because if I clean in the drain and somebody come and they put a basket of fish by the drain, I fret to clean the drain because I don't want the dirty water to splash on the drain in the fish. So for that now, I have to tell it to you over and over, do not put the fish on this side of the road because it's a problem for me to clean the drain. Because government give me the drain to clean. So I end up making a lot of noise on the road. That's what the people pay smokers to clean the area, and then we take all these the garbage and throw in the drain for me, so they pick it up. That is a problem for me again. It's not my fault.
You love your job, you see.
A lot. And I don't know how come I care about the job like that. I'm thinking about the work, what to do next day. And the people don't understand. It's not me. It's God that give it to me. And that's the way you want me to do it. Do it good. People just don't encourage me sometimes when I do certain things. They tell me, why are you cleaning that place for? But I have to tell them, why should I not clean that place? If that they're clean and they're dirty, how are we going to look?
Mm-hmm. Somebody might say a sanitary engineer. Why does she feel so good about doing the work of a sanitary engineer?
It's not me. He don't tell me to do it. He tell me do it good.
And you do it well. From what I saw in that documentary, you do a very good job at it, Christabel. What is their next in store for Christabel? Is Christabel going to always do that job, or does Christabel want to aspire for other things? You said you can cook, can do other things.
I don't want to go too much in the cooking again because of the body, not like how it was working before, cold and stuff. But cleaning the drain, and after I finish, because I occupy my day, because the couple time I have now, when I leave the road from 6 to 10, after that I don't have nothing else to do. It causes you to end up paying attention to even smoking a weed or keep yourself smoking, because why, you have almost hours free time not doing nothing. So I still ask for more work to keep myself going. From at least I can run from 6 to 10 and take it from 11 to 3. That will help me, because my mind has to keep occupied at all times. I cannot let my mind idle. Enter my mind idle, my go the wrong place.
Correct.
That struggle and disappointment, that time I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me. Around for me.
What a program. 7 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. And we're getting ready to wind things down and to wrap it up tonight. Around. In the spotlight, I told you it would be a show that would have you gripped right through. And I think Christabel needs a few more outlets like this.
Turning around.
Talking is like therapy. And she's asking for it, a sponsor, in terms of somebody who can help her, who can continue to get her to talk and to let it out, all out. What she's doing is cleansing herself. What I admire about you, Christabel, is the fact that you have remorse. And you take responsibility for your actions. While you recognize those who've hurt you, you also recognize those you've hurt. And that's important. All of that is part of the healing process. And you will continue to heal. And as time goes by, you're going to thank God for Drinan. And eventually probably thank God for me too. And all the other people that are going to help you along this journey. Because you're not going to turn back.
No.
You're only going to move forward from here. That's what it's going to be. Before I give you the final word, Christabel, I'm going to ask Drinan to just give us his final comments as we wrap up.
Well, I just want to say thanks to everybody that took up the story in one way or the other, shared or liked on Facebook, and thanks to DNO for assisting in publicizing, and also you, friends, for having such an amazing program. And I really, really admire Christabel in the sense that she's always out to help others with her story. So I thank you for your story, and even all what you went through, I really want to say thanks for it, because you have motivated so many people. DNO has 199 comments. I've received emails and text messages and phone calls with people sharing how much your story have touched them. And I want to tell the listening audience that it is not over yet for Christabel. There is still some more things that she wants to do. Certain things that wasn't discussed on this program. We are actually having a secondary segment where we're going to put everything that Christabel have in her heart, and it's going to be raw, and I mean real raw. So do tune in to what we are doing with Christabel and assist her as much as you can with her turning around. So thank you very much.
On DNO, someone wrote, "This lady will meet and touch more people in this job than most of us will do at our desks. Inspirational indeed. I internalized her passion for the job, her openness to everything she experienced. She looked forward to meeting people on the streets and took notice when not too many people were present on the day of the video. She is humorous too and well-loved by the few shown. Appreciate her, Portsmouth. She has a good heart and truly loves her job. A pay raise can be a good incentive for her. She wanted the job and worked after it and was told to come back several times and went back. God had it for you, Christabel. You were persistent. Blessings to you. You touched me seriously." Another person wrote, "Christabel, God is truly turning things around for you. The best is yet to come. Just continue to trust in him and he will do great and mighty things with and for you. You have inspired me with your story and I was in tears at the end. I prayed and will continue to remember you and especially your daughter Trisha in prayer." Your final comments, Christabel.
I want to thank everybody, that all the people and them that put a little note for me in the Facebook. I want to thank them. I want to thank my sister also, and I want to thank my godmother, and I want to thank Nikki D's. I want to thank a lot of different people that tried to help me, and to thank God Justina and Brother Murphy. There were people that gave me strength, and my brother right here,
Juju,
Didi. Didi, lovely ladies. Anyway, I love my ladies, and nobody taking that away from me. I love my ladies, and I like to see my ladies grow. Because the reason why I say I love my ladies now, I'm working on the road, and every morning now I can know the difference in my ladies. If this week I see you looking funny, I know something wrong, because last week it wasn't looking so. So I can tell my ladies something wrong with them. You check? That's what I love my ladies. Anyway, I thank everybody. Thank you for having me here tonight.
You're more than welcome.
You lighten my load. I feel a lot of load come up from my body that had me going.
Oh.
And I had a lot of tears that I didn't tears out for a while. I don't feel like I should tears it out so much again, because the most part of I let it off.
You let it off. I'm happy that I could give you the avenue to do
and
that.
And thank you very, very much, beautiful lady. Oh, God, you have a smile out of the world.
Thank you, Christabel. There's that special laugh as we wrap it up on the program for tonight. I hope in somewhere there the Christabel story has inspired you.
It's turning around.
And maybe change the life of someone. If just we touched one person tonight, then, you know, it's worth every penny of the taxi to take you back to Portsmouth. As I said, if you're willing to assist with the cost of the taxi, it's $150. And also, you know, just refunding them for their bus fare down to town. I took care of that. But if you're willing to assist and, you know, give a little sponsorship to that, I would welcome it. And I said, any balance that's left over, I will ensure that Christabel gets it as well. A few people have committed, and I thank you already in advance for your support. Thanks to Old Stone Grill and Bar. Your meal should be on the outside waiting for you already, so you can have something to eat. I thank all of you for listening and contributing, and please, I hope somebody out there can give Christabel the support that she needs, the support system. I ever so often will give her a call, you know, once I can get a direct contact to her, and just say, "Christabel, how are you doing today?" And she'll say, "Hello, pretty lady, how are you?" I can just hear her. Yes. You want to say something, final thing?
Yes, I want to tell my sister, thank you for the strength that she gave me certain areas, in spite of whatever problem we had during my drugs time, that I make her feel a lot bad a lot of times. But that is my sister, and I love my sister. Love you, Ted.
You do seem to have a lot of love in your heart. And I hope you get the opportunity to express it some more. You do it a lot on the road every day by the compliments you give to everybody. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll pray for you, Christabel, that you'll just continue to move forward and not backward at all in this journey of your life. And I hope that you get the love and the happiness that you never received in your life before, and that everything is going to be different for you going forward.
Thank you, my Lord.
All the best, and God bless you.
Happy Idris.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Next week, Monday, is a holiday, Kalunda, so don't expect me to be here. We will be back. By the way, the 12th is the first anniversary of the show, and I know some of you have seen the video that I did of someone else. Maybe that might just be our special anniversary show. Until the 12th, I'll be back here. Do have a great Monday night. We'll be right back.